The human body and everything physical here is just a convention inside our head. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It exists, but it exists as a conversion point inside our mind map. So my body, like not my body, but this body that I see and apparently use here, and maybe I am trapped inside of this experience, like this body is trapped in, like, working for me and acts more like a mind prison. It seems more like a grid, like a mind grid, where my attention got stuck, got trapped. So this physical body, we call it physical and we think about it like being physical just because we haven't yet noticed that this body, it's actually mind. It's our mind. It's like a convention we have, like, some definitions, some rules that we convey upon inside our heads, inside our minds. So this body, it's actually just the shape of some construct in the mind. This can be anything, and this body can do almost anything if I manage to change the construct in the mind. So what happens is that my identification, like my awareness, my perception got stuck into, like a butterfly gets stuck in a cobweb. So my attention, seems like my awareness seems like a butterfly that is trapped in this cobweb, but it's flicking its wings and agitated and flicking its wings in this cobweb and trying to figure out what this is and how, if and how it can get out. So it is only my attention and my focus, my awareness, that it's like trapped, stuck almost, glued almost to this experience that I call physical. Everyone calls it physical. It's only agreement in the mind. It's mind-blowing when you really see it, that everything in order to exist, like this wall, it's a wall just because I am sure of it in my mind. I don't know how to explain it properly, but someone could argue that this wall, it's here independently of if I think about it or not. And this is true, but I'm not saying that you have to think about something or not in order to exist. No, I'm not saying things are here prior to my believing and thinking. It's just that they are here, but they are not here like physical. They are here in my mind. All this is my mind. It's in my mind. It's only constructs in my mind. These are non-existent actually. They don't exist. They do exist inside the mind, like constructs, like implemented constructs, but when I say they don't exist, I mean physically they don't exist. Like this is not physicality. Physicality, it's not like this. It doesn't work like this. It's physicality, it's not like this. This is only a copy, like, and it's not even like a good copy, like actual copy of what physicality is and acts like. It's actually a, like a like a metaphor or like something not even inverted, although it is also inverted, but like something very, very like this is not a copy of real physicality. Real physicality, it's so much more. This is like something like if physicality would be like 10,000 D compared to this 3D, like if you would have a point in a, like if you would take one grain of sand from all the beach in the world, and that grain of sand, you would copy only that grain of sand and you would make a world like this. But real physicality, it's like all the beaches and all the sand in the earth. That magnitude and reality is a real physicality. And here, this is why I say that this is not even a copy, because to make a copy of the real physicality would be wow. Like, it would make this game almost enjoyable to be able to have the stuff from the real world copied here. But this is like a very, 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 like someone took one or two elements from the real world, from the real physical, and from these two elements made all this here. Something very basic, like so basic that I cannot even find words to explain it. But the stuff in the most interesting thing is to observe that this physical, it's only inside the mind. There are only agreements. I don't know how to describe it, but the mind only agrees to take into account that the wall is a wall and the door is a door, and the door it opens like this, and I cannot when I use a door. I can only use it like this, like I put my hand on the door lock and I pull it and then I walk through it, and this is the way that it's used. So my brain and my mind have stored this information, and I don't do anything else with the door. I might just as well play with it, or I could do stuff, like more stuff with the door. I could look at it differently. I could imagine like more stuff like doing with a door or something else that could have a door, or I could have like a more rich imagination, or at least imagination about it, or and all the stuff around me, it could have like numerous other meanings or usefulness. But my mind, it's only stuck on one single like convention for the things around or anything physical here. Like I have two legs. Maybe these legs are programmed and have so many other skills than just to walk and run. And maybe your legs have so many other possibilities, or even this entire human body, maybe it has so many other functions that, but because no one taught us that if, for example, I spin my hand 5 times in circles, then something it's happening inside my body, or maybe with outside of my body also. But if no one teaches us, then we don't know how to use those functions. So for us, it's real only the conventions that they told us, and then we only use those conventions. Like, you only walk like this, and you do like that, and you eat like this, and you shit like that. So we only use these conventions that are not even that, like, don't mention that this world is so, like, dumbed down, but even with this dumbed down version, we don't use like its full capacity. So words to describe like the minimum amount, like we live here compared to our natural state, here would be like if all of our functions were shut down almost. Like here we don't live. This is not even 0.00001 of living. Not even that. So this is not living. Living is something completely different than this. So I mean now only about the physical. So this is not living. Like when you live and you go, for example, in nature and you see a stream of water, well, that experience is so rich. Like you see a stream of water, like talks to you in so many levels, you understand so much, like you have an entire bodily experience and you are there with all your being. I felt these kind of feelings and connections when I was a child. Like I was staring, like I was seeing a tree. We have a walnut tree in the backyard here, and in one night the moon was shining so beautiful on that tree, and that this tree was so enormous, and I just like felt like dropping my knees, and I felt this moment was so perfect, like the light of the moon shining on the leaves. I felt that, oh my God, this moment, it's so perfect. So I had, like, I was not only seeing with the eyes, but I was like seeing with my soul that tree and the moonlight, and everything was like, and I was little. I think I had maybe 9 years old or something like that, and I just felt like, oh, wow. I just sat down and just stayed with that view and just admiring that view. And everything had magic in it, like any corner of any room, or that fantasy, that magic, that surprise, that curiosity that we had when we were young, when we were child. I don't know even if children today even feel that anymore. But the world was so magic. Like I know that what how magical, like so mundane spaces seemed for me. Like I could go like in an abandoned, room or something like that, where magazine or like where my parents stored their like tools or something like that. I don't know how it's called in English, that kind of room. But I could go there and some abandoned like tools and place inside that room, and I could find, so wow, this is so many like incredible perceptions and feelings about the those stuff. And this is very like, it's much more closer to experiencing reality in the real sense of experiencing the physical environment where we are in. And so, and but in the real reality and not in this experiment dream that we are in here, is even much more than that. Like, you have an entire, when you experience the physicality around you, you have an entirely bodily experience. Like, you don't experience it only with your eyes. What your eyes see, it's what, like, your entire body, it's already communicating with that what you see. And you get so much out of every experience. It's incredible. It's like an exchange, like music. It's like dancing with, but it's not overwhelming, because here we are so dumbed down that sometimes I think, oh, I don't even know if I would be able to stand so much with my heart that I have at this moment. My heart seems so small now, so my brain seems so small. Where would it fit so much info, so much like sensations? Where would it fit? Because I feel so small, my heart is so small, it would explode. Yeah, so this is practically very interesting that in order for me, for example, to touch this desk, I am touching this desk with my hand. In order for me to touch it, to have the information in my head that I'm touching it, it has to be a convention. This is all just a convention of set of rules. I don't know how to explain it. It's just that my mind agreed to convey upon these concepts. It's not only that I believe that this is real, it's like an agreement, like I conveyed to take upon these concepts and just leave them. These are just conventions. It's very similar to driving. The whole word drivers and driving, it's a whole word there. Like, when you get your driver license and when you step up in a car and start driving, you must convey to this set of rules that everyone has agreed upon in order for to make this experience possible, driving. Yeah, you know that there are signs and you have to follow them, and there you have to have a specific behavior in the traffic, and you make that move and not that other move. And this is like an agreement everyone is making, and then inside those agreements that they are making are making this experience possible for everyone. It's identical almost what we happens here. It's identical to this example. It's like we have a convention about this stuff, even if we, yes, it's a convention, even if we were taught. It's only a convention, because it doesn't matter if we don't remember agreeing and wanting to do this. It's just that now we are all just conveying to do this stuff. It's like when you're driving a car and you could take any move you want. Like, you could suddenly move backwards if you want, but you don't do it never, because you have someone in your back and you could hit him. But you could do it, but you don't do it. This is very similar to here. There are so many other possibilities of how things could be done, or think, or felt, or whatever. There are so many other possibilities, but no one is doing those possibilities and playing those possibilities because everyone's stuck in this same old song that it's played over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, nauseating repeatedness, and everyone is eating the same shit, it's shitting the same way, everyone is thinking about the same stuff, everyone is doing the same stuff, everyone is dressing the same, they are building their houses the same. No one has a bit of imagination to make a house different. Even if they have the money, they will do it just same house that they've seen on everyone, like their neighbors. And no one dresses differently, no one makes anything creative, no one plays with this creation, no one plays. This not about making something different, it's about playing, it's about enjoying, it's about discovering. Okay, we have only two tools out of 1,000 million tools available. Okay, we invented a world where we have only two tools from. Let's be creative. Let's play with these two tools. Let's make something like incredible. Let's play with them. Let's use our imagination with them. Let's see what we can do with these two tools. Two tools. Let's see. But no one is doing this. It's like someone took two tools, a hammer and whatever, I don't know the names of tools in English, but a hammer and some other tool, the driller, I don't know, whatever. And he took these two tools out of 1,100,000 million tools available, took only two and created a world around these two tools and just teached everybody how to you how one single way of teaching those of using those tools. And from centuries on, no one ever looked at those tools differently a bit, and they only used them like they were taught. Maybe those tools had so many other functions, or so many other ways that you could use them, but no one is using them creatively, like playing with them, seeing what's up with them. No one. And this is okay that no one is doing this because it's made up to be like this. But now I'm referring to the real people, if they are real people, like myself. I am referring also to myself. Like, I am living in a continual repetition, and the repetition I am doing, it's not only about physical stuff, it's like my mind, it's a robot. My mind is robotic. My mind is constantly doing the same and thinking about the same stuff. It's not doing anything different, this mind. Just continuing all the patterns and just living all the patterns and just all like this, day after day. Just eating and shitting, eating and shitting, eating and shitting, and drinking water and shitting and eating and pissing and working and talking and whatever, feeling emotional traumas and stuff like this. It's very, very, I would say at least not easy for me at this time to revive my mind, to revive my play. Play is one of the most enormous acts of intelligence. Like the real intelligence, it's very similar to playing. If we lose our way of playing, our curiosity, our imagination, our when we were children's. We were in awe. We were curious. We were like, everything seemed so magical. Everything so seemed so a discovery. Even if we you had like, I was playing with like scraps of woods from my father's like constructions or something very basic. Like, I had no fancy toys, but there were scraps of wood that they were having so many angles, and you could do so many stuff with them. You could glue them, you could hammer them, you could do so many stuff. We were like breaking rocks just to see what's inside of them. Isn't it that great? Just to break rocks, just to see how it looks inside. And each rock was so beautiful inside that we started making collections of our like treasures. We found so many beautiful rocks, like many beautiful insides of rocks, that we started making small collections. And we were also trading between us. We were trading what we found, like the most beautiful ones, and just play with stuff. This is one of the most like true acts of intelligence. What could be intelligence if not play? But we lose this, like we lose this, and we become cemented in only some convenient rules and concepts, and we all like walk through the door in each like the same position. Maybe we could crawl out of the door, maybe we could jump out of the door, maybe we could dance out of the door, maybe we could hug the door, maybe we could lick the door, maybe we could do so much more. It's a door, it's an object, it's something interesting that it's there, and you could play with it and you could do stuff with it, right? But no, we are just opening the door lock and just walking out and just walking in again. Just the same position. And we are eating in the same way. We are shitting in the same way. Maybe I could shit in so much more like positions, or I don't know. Maybe we could make fun of the even in of the condition we are in. Maybe we could make it fun. Okay, we are trapped here. Okay, the world is shit. Everyone is a zombie. It's a robot. Okay, let's try to make fun with what we have. Let's try to make the world again a discovery. This is like it for me, playing and becoming like regaining my playness and my childhoodness. And this is like an act of courage. Like, I was envying, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I was envying children. I was hearing children screaming at each other while playing, and I was envying them inside of me. Like, I was thinking, oh, they are so fortunate to be able to scream. I miss, like, I would have so much. Oh, I would love to scream. I would love to scream. I would love to do it. Just to fool around and scream, and just to be okay with it. But my mind doesn't let me scream because people would tell I'm crazy. Why is she screaming about? My mind is operating inside this secondary created system. Doesn't matter that it's already a matrix, but my mind, it's like a secondary matrix made out only of concepts here in the society. And that it's a cobweb, like an electrical cobweb, that once you're in it, very difficult to get out of the society. Like the social cobweb. Oh God. If the matrix is bad, this matrix, like the social matrix, is worse. It's like this social matrix is actually the real matrix. these concepts, and we are fried like flies to these electric light bulbs made specifically to fried flies. There are some, you see them in the summer, people put them in their house, like UV lights, just to fry the mosquitoes and the flies in the house. And they get that light, and it's something like electrical. And when they get close, they are literally fried. And this is what happens to us. We are literally fried here on this grid, on this social grid, with full of concepts and convenience that we all follow. But our hearts, like my heart, it's like I would give anything. Like, I want to play, I want to scream, I want just to fool around, just to be like a dog. I want to fool around and just roll over in dirt and just play with everything and just feel fun with even this poor, like, dumbed down world. I could make fun with it. I could play with these elements. Instead, I stay here in the chair, like anyone is staying in a chair, and I don't do anything. I just sleep at night, wake up in the morning, do whatever I do in during the day, like working and maybe eating something and, of course, shitting and doing some stuff that I might enjoy. There are stuff I really enjoyed and enjoy. I have some passions. And I do this, those, but I could do so much more. Like, anything could be an opportunity to see that thing, even a pencil. I could look at this pencil. I have a pencil in my head right now, in my hand. I could look at this pencil and I could imagine stuff with it, and I could play with it. I could almost communicate with it and talk to it, and we could play together. Here, real reality, it's so much about playing, it's so much about sharing life, me and you. Doesn't matter if me it's an object and you're a person, or vice versa. It's about sharing experiences together. If I have a pen in my head, in my hand, and I am, for example, right now, I am feeling its texture, and with my fingers, I am feeling its textures, and I'm starting to play with it. I am rolling over in my fingers this pen, and I'm trying to see its, to understand it, to see it. Wow, what an object! This is a pencil. What kind of intentions it has at its the bottom of its creation, like so much more. And when I'm sharing this, like, and I'm sharing this experience with this pen, like, I'm touching it, this pen becomes part of my experience. I am experiencing the experience of this pen. This remains, like, this is an experience that will remain for now, from now on. Me and this pen, and even this stock. This is an act of play. Life in general, it's an act of playing. We just play with each other. We take so many forms, like, we take forms of anything. I could become an object and you could play with me. And you then become an object or a pet, or we could be both, like, we could behave or act like humans, or we could do anything. I could be a sun, you could be a plant, then you could be a galaxy, and I could be an ant, and There are so many possibilities, and the world, the real world, it's so much about playing. And this world here, it's only a grid for our minds just to behave the same. And this petrifies the mind. This unplaying. This petrifies the spirit and the mind. Because we only do stuff repeatedly the same. And life, it's always about enjoying life and being, watching its uniqueness. What life, the main one quality life has, and the purpose of all creations. All creation is made and held at so many levels because one single trait life has, its uniqueness and unpredictability. And like life, it's something that it's a substance or something that makes everyone in awe of its beauty. And it's the most playful ever substance. It's like if you would have like the most playful, I don't even have words to describe the substance of life. It's pureness, it's playfulness, it's everyone is in awe. This is why we make creations, just to observe this beauty, just to pour this substance in so many forms and see how it will behave. We just love to see life in action. We just love to see it. This is why we create everything. We are in love with it. This is everything for us. And here, we have the possibility to play with stuff. We have the possibility, even if we have a crappy job, even if we have like a crappy body, even if we have a crappy experience, crappy neighbors, crappy parents, crappy whatever, we could play with it. We could play with the craps around us. Why not? Why not play with them? They are there. We could play with them. We could discover them. We could watch them. We could learn from them. Instead, we choose to feel victimized. And when we feel victimized, we don't play anymore because we feel this world is cheating us. We feel, oh, so much crap around me. They are all cheating on me. Like, cheating me. They are all wanting to hurt me. Or they are all wanting my energy. Or even so, even if, for example, even if we are inside a prison with every aliens and whatever, whatnot, preying on us and eating us and whatever, torturing us mentally, physically, emotionally, we could play with the pain. We could play with that. We could watch it. We could understand it. We could at least understand it, watch it. Like, even if we are in a prison, okay? Like, we are put in a prison, let's say, with only walls around us. That's it. Walls and the floor and the ceiling. We could play with those. Like, we could feel those. We could touch those. We could dance in that space. We could feel our body. Like, any experience, once you start playing, it unravels in so many dimensions of that experience. We could even maybe walk through walls. Doesn't matter, play opens up any door, any possibilities, and it makes it real. Play makes everything real and possible, and making it possible, it becomes real, because play jumps like doesn't play doesn't give a shit about concepts, doesn't give a shit about definitions, about mental grids. Everyone, for example, everyone is saying that A is A and B is B, C is C, 1 plus 1 is 2, and play comes and says 1 plus 1 is 2? Why? For me, 1 plus 1 is an apple, for example. Why not? It's like I make my own experience, I make my own play, I make, okay, what does 2 mean? 1 plus 1 means 2, and we all agree that 1 plus 1 makes 2, and then we act that way. It's stupid. 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2. It's only an agreement. It's like, no, of course 1 plus 1 equals 2, because we agreed that it does. Of course it does, if we agreed. And then if we say that 1 plus 1 equals 2, then 2 plus 2 equals 4. But what is 4? It's only an agreement. Doesn't mean anything. And this world here, and figure this out, because if we had to agree that 1 plus 1 equals 2, and we all agree, it's the only way it's possible. If someone doesn't agree, then is he either a madman here, or something? If he doesn't agree and everyone around him, like he manages to influence everybody, then that construct, it's lost. It cannot hold. It cannot be, like, doesn't hold. That concept gets broken. And imagine the magnitude of this mental grid we are in, this program, this matrix. If we had to agree, like in this example, we had to agree that 1 plus 1 equals 2. And from this first agreement, then, of course, then 2 plus 2 equals 4, when 4 plus 4 equals 8, and then all the numbers, then all the other definitions, then after, like, what I'm trying to depict is that we are in a, like a card, like a castle made out of play cards, like these cards that you play with, like poker cards, or I don't know how they're called right now, but I think the idea gets translated, like it gets understood. It's like we have a, like someone made a first agreement and then another one that used that first one to link to, and then another one and another one. And imagine now that we have buildings, and to make a building here, so much mathematics, and this translates in so many agreements exists in order to be able to make a building. No building could have ever been done if there weren't, like, no, this, like, skyscrapers and so on. Skyscrapers are not made out of fun, they're not made out of play. They are made out of mathematics and physics and architecture, and all these are agreements. We all agreed that this is it. And the interesting stuff is that the metrics in also, like the physical laws, are also agreements. There are also agreements, but I haven't yet figured out what's up with them. They seem to me at this time like agreements, but I don't know what part of my awareness agreed to them at what moment and why. Because as far as I can remember, physicality, like for example touching something, I can feel it, and like I can feel cold, I can feel hot. Cold and hot are still agreements, are still programs, are still codes, line of codes, that's all there is, line of codes. And this translates to also like agreements, like they are line of codes, but they are not like, they seem like they are similar to line of code like we see in programming, but they are line of codes to for our minds to agree, to perceive those. They are not just line of codes. They are codes for the awareness. It's like total different level of codes, of programming. It's like you program a machine to work with awareness. Like, imagine that. Making awareness programming. Program the awareness to catch it, to make it only look at something and not everything. This could not have been done unless we have agreed prior. Like I agreed with my attention to do this. Period. I agreed to do this. Either this or at some level maybe I'm like a child, like if I would like the real me, like something that I can consider like the real me, it's like a tree and I am like here like a small branch that just emerged, and because this branch just emerged, it's like the tree agreed to have some branches maybe inserted in some experience just because that would make it grow faster or something like that. And with my bit of awareness here, I am embodying like a bit of branch that it's inside of this experience just to make it, or either way there is a purpose for sure. I can feel it for me, but this is a different topic. Yes, I think this is it for now.